Hi, this is Jessica Majorano, and I'm here to talk about crossing boundaries. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to make a boundary for yourself right at that moment? Well, I interviewed Louis Majorano, who is also my father, and he's going to tell you about his boundaries. The first thing I asked him was, how do you define a boundary?
I define a boundary in my mind, which is not too much or not enough.
Then I asked him what types of boundaries he has. Louis works at Gino Steaks, and he's talking to customers all the time, and he needs to deal with certain things.
I have many boundaries, but for example, I work with the public. So if I'm speaking to somebody or waiting on somebody, and somehow the argument, as somehow the conversation gets out of hand, I try to stop it or end it before it escalates into an argument, and I'll set a boundary in my mind. Once somebody crosses a line in my head, and I just try to stop it there.
Boundaries change people's lives, and sometimes it doesn't.
The boundaries change my life and my everyday decisions. My boundaries I set, most of the time, I try to set the boundaries to keep me out of trouble.
People have many reasons why they set certain boundaries for themselves. Sometimes they make you a better person, or you just continue to stay the same. So I asked Louis if his boundary is continuing to make him a better person. So do you think that this boundary has made you a better person?
The boundaries I set made me a better person because it keeps my life in a balance in my mind so I could achieve more stuff or know if I'm achieving more stuff or being a better person or not being a better person. According to the boundaries I set in my head for the things that I think about.
Some boundaries are made by the way some people see themselves. How do you think other people see you?
I think other people see me as a hard worker and a respectful person.
What are some words that you would describe yourself as?
One word describes me is kind of perfection because I want to do the best I could possibly do. Always try to be perfect. And what I do, not do things halfway. If I do it, I want to do it my best. And I like to be kind of in control, like controlling, not that I want to control, but I just want to be in control of what I'm doing and guide me and everybody in my life to a better way, or that I think that's a better way for everybody.
You never want someone to cross your boundaries, but have you ever crossed anyone else's boundaries?
I try to keep my own personal boundaries and try to adapt that to what somebody else might be thinking the same way as I want to be treated. So I try to put perspective in that my boundaries are mostly similar to somebody else's boundaries. And what I wouldn't like, I wouldn't do to somebody else. So I kind of anticipate my own boundaries and assume them on somebody else's and try not to cross anybody else's boundaries.
There are boundaries that a lot of people follow, or there are boundaries that you just follow. But the question is, do you think boundaries are created for you, or do you create them?
I think they're created for me. And for everybody else's personal space. Just like if I was speaking to somebody, I wouldn't stand so close to where I was in their face. And like it looked like that I'm in their face trying to talk to them. So it might look like I'm being pushy. So I'll stand back and talk to somebody, not too far, not too close, to have a good, as you say, boundary in between our conversation.
To end this, Louis is going to tell us a story about one of the times he crossed his boundary.
Working with the public, you try to keep boundaries with your customers. People like to vent when they spend money to buy something. They like to complain about it. And you just have to take it. Sometimes they'll get all upset with you and start calling you names and this and that, and you just have to like sit there and say, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, and this. Because this way, when they don't see you fight back, then they can only say so much, and they can't get you, I guess, like, riled up and make you argue with them what they want. And when you show them you don't do it, then they realize I can't get nowhere with this person because this person won't fight back with me. So I might as well just keep my opinions to myself, because what I learned from working with the public and working around people, if I go to an establishment, if I see that I don't like something they do, I don't get mad at them. I just say to myself, I'm not going to go. So I'm not going to say something to the people and try them to let them see my way of how they should run their restaurant. I just won't go to their restaurant or their store or whatever it is, because I just won't put myself in that position, because I know from experience myself, I'm not going to argue with how people do it. I'm just going to not go there. I'll just find a place that suits me or makes things or does things the way I like it. And it just helps me keep boundaries with other people and with myself by working with the public like that.
Is it hard to keep what you want to say to yourself?
It's very hard. There's a lot of times I don't know, I might take it out on myself afterwards. I bottle it up, and then I'll go home and, like, have an outlet at home or something. You know, I'll go home, like, and I'll pet the dog to make up for it or something. Like, I play with the dog, get it out of my system for the aggravation I went through during the public to bite my tongue. It seems like it has to come out of you some way. And you have to find, like, a happy thing to be your outlet, like an activity or something like that. Like, if you played sports or something like that, and you know, something that you do that you do in your spare time to give yourself a break from the things that you bottle up, that you hold in.
Everyone has boundaries in their life. What are yours?